This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
Want to get into Wednesday? There's no way to do it. It is Wednesday, the 6th, right? Do I look at my calendar? Yeah, it is the 6th of March.
I have to look too.
Sometimes, you know, you get it ingrained earlier in the day and think, wait a minute, did I forget what day it was? It's the 6th of March, and we're here on the Good Day program. I got a nice note from an industry giant who's been following me and working with me actually for years and years and years. And he said something that was so nice. It really has tipped the scale on how I feel today, saying in one line, I believe in what you're doing. I think it's necessary. And what he's talking about is the independent voice that Jay and I have, and Jennifer, when we're on the air. It isn't just about politics, the independence of me working for me. There's nobody else here. You and your dad.
You only have to answer to yourself.
That's right. Exactly. And so, but I need the cooperation. I can't do it all by myself. I have to have the cooperation of the folks at Audio One, where James is, the main studio down in Dallas. I have to have the cooperation of the folks at United Stations Radio Network for sales and advertising and, you know, things that we kind of all put together. You hear a program and it just sounds like, okay, there's not a lot of heavy lifting here. But in fact, there is a lot of heavy lifting. It just doesn't sound like there's a lot of heavy lifting because you're not supposed to work at listening. You're not supposed to make it work. Sometimes it's tough to hear some of the things that are going on issue-wise. But it's not, you know, it's a whole thing. For a long time, Rich McFadden, who used to be where James is when I was at Radio America for 27 or 28 years. This is the most difficult radio program that has ever been produced because there are so many different locations, so many different places that the input comes from. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Jay's in Cleveland, I'm on the farm or wherever I may be, but there's a lot of pieces to
the pie.
You're
kind of a moving target.
I am, in a manner of speaking. All right, speaking of moving targets, apparently Nikki Haley will not be anymore a moving target. She announces in a couple of hours that she's going to pull out of the presidential campaign. Mm-hmm. I think she's done a good job calling attention to the issues, not only the issues about Trump, but the issues that the country faces. And one of the things that is, well, maybe more than one, lack of good, mature help in running the country. We have so many problems, and, you know, the problems are there to be solved. But are they getting solved? There's no inspiring. I know a lot of you think that Trump is an inspiration, and that's fine if that's the way you feel. I don't find him inspiring. I find him to be, when he is on his best behavior, I find him to be a reasonably good manager. I think that's kind of where I don't think he's a genius when it comes to ideas. I think that Joe Biden lacks, unfortunately at this point, any leadership qualities that make him worth a vote. I know a lot of my Democratic friends don't like it when I say that, but that's the way I feel. And one of the things I also
Democratic
object...
Do your friends like Biden, or
no,
is it, again, about the party?
It's the D. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's the party. So when I thought it was interesting that, you know, you think about liberal sources, CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, CNN... See, say it again, Doug. There it is. CNN has done a hatchet job on the New York Times because of its coverage of Donald Trump. The New York Times has done a horrible job, as it has for years, of not giving you all the news that's fit to print, but all the opinions that they want. That's what they print, the opinions that agree with their stance on things. So I thought it was kind of interesting.
The cover image, if you've ever noticed, the cover image, if they are telling a story about someone, they are against that person, it is an unflattering image.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Always. And so it's a disgrace, you know, to think that the people who, and this is true for the L.A. Times and the Boston Globe and the Washington Post, less for the Washington Post now that Bezos owns it. But anyway, there's a lot of backlash, and this has been going on now for several weeks. The fact that the folks at the Times have said in their editorials that Donald Trump poses a grave threat to American democracy, and that the criticism, you know, is not new when it comes to issues, although it's become more and more a part of what you read at the New York Times. I look at the New York Times every single day, and I look at all these other newspapers I just quoted to try to find things in there that I believe are issues that are worth our discussing. And then they become the issue, which is not the way it's supposed to be. The news media is not supposed to be the issue. They're supposed to be the conveyor of news and information about issues, not become the issue. Right, exactly. So anyway, there's a lot of criticism, and it's deserved anyway. The fact that the newspaper would not publish a poll that was conducted by, I think it was Siena College, the findings of the poll were that a majority of Biden voters believe he's too old to be an efficient and effective president. And, yeah, it took a long time for them to get that into the newspaper, let's put it that way. So the bias is so obvious there, and that's why people say, well, why do you pay any attention to it? Show me something anymore today that's not biased, other than maybe the Bloomberg, you know, the stuff that comes from the financial pages of Bloomberg's network. But other than that, pretty much everything. You know, and then people say, well, who's to blame for this? Or why is it happening? It's because of you. The same reason that we have the people elected that we do. You haven't done your job. And I'm not here to pound you. That's not a great way to get listeners, but it is because of you. Nothing functions anywhere without you. You are responsible for what happens. Collective, it's the collective you, and then it's the individual you. And you can't change anything if you keep voting the same way all the time, voting for the same people, have the same thinking, have the same reasoning. The world is changing. And it's changing dramatically. And if you want an example of that, take a look at the terrifying cost of illegal immigration. We are spending billions and billions and billions of dollars. And the latest thing, I don't know whether you checked this out or not, Jay. I heard on News Nation last night, there was as they were going through all of the results of the Super Tuesday primary, there was a story that floated in about American government flying illegal immigrants into the country. Trump started that, and I don't know where it's gone since then. I want to know if that's true. I can't seem to find. I've done a couple of quick searches, and all I can find is the reference to Trump saying it, but I want to know whether there's anything to it or not.
And then what other people have claimed, Elon Musk has also made those claims, too.
Yeah. So Texas, just to give you an example, has spent $45 billion, the state of Texas, $45 billion, and they've had 376,000 illegal border crossings in the year 2023, right? And with that, when they caught these people, some of these people, now listen to this. The state of Texas last year, they didn't catch all of the illegal crossers, but they seized 400 million doses of fentanyl. 400 million doses of fentanyl. California, they have a different approach to it, but the same numbers coming across into California. Look at all the people being poisoned up in San Francisco, right? And the
Look at the businesses and the libraries, the fast food restaurants in certain areas. Some of them have had to close down because of drug issues in those areas.
Yep. San Francisco is a disgrace. Used to be a beautiful city. They arrested in Texas 200 smugglers. California, at least, has arrested some dealers. I was looking at some of these other things that have come in the stats here. Last year, from April till September, 9,500 illegals arrived in Washington from Texas and Arizona. Because the people there just got sick of it. They put them on buses. We had that happen in my town of Framingham. 3 busloads of Haitians were dumped here. By the state got them, and the state dumped them here, and there's not a penny to be had to take care of them. The citizens of the city of Framingham, Massachusetts, are paying to take care of 3 busloads in hotels and motels all around the city. And it's been months since they've been dumped here. You know, how is this, how do you keep yourself on the top of your game when you got all of this stuff, all these unanticipated bills, and we're working on this as every other community is, running out of tax money because there's so many of these programs that have been mandated by the federal government under, the guise of humanitarian issues. Nope. All right, let me spend a minute inviting you to take a trip to Las Vegas. Let's get away from it all, right? Away from the maddening world. Call 800-419-3684 for a trip that lasts for 3 days and 2 nights. Free. All you have to do is dial and win. That's it. No purchase necessary, no games, nothing. 800-419-3684. Let's go to Vegas and have a good time.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug says excitedly, because I have a story that most of you who have been Sopranos fans for years are going to love. You don't like it, you'll love it. And it has to do with the finale of the program, how it came to a head. There was a trial last year, sort of a trial balloon was floated to do a sort of a prequel to The Sopranos, I think. Jay, did you watch that? It didn't do very well.
No, I never got into that series.
The actor who was in it, they weren't likable people. But there was something about Gandolfini, and what was the female lead's name? I can see her now, but I can't remember. Anyway, well, the whole story about this has to do with the filming location and the finale and what happened to some of the stuff from that final show. We'll get to that right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Look at the smoke at yourself. Mama always said you'd be there.
What a fabulous, fabulous. It took me a long time to get into The Sopranos, but I did. It sort of reminds me of Doc Martin, how long it's taken me to get into that as well. How some things get you. And so, as we look at, the final, there's no substitute for Gandolfini. He passed away, so they should have just left it alone. But they had a try, and they did, and so it didn't go anywhere. But that's not what this story is about. Somebody, the booth in the diner that was the scene for the last scene of The Sopranos was sold on eBay yesterday for $80,000.
Good grief.
A booth, right? They were this location in a diner going through renovations. So the fellow who owned the diner, kind of clever, he knew this was a major piece of memorabilia. Mm-hmm. So he put it up for sale on eBay. This is a restaurant in Bloomfield, New Jersey called Holstein's, which is an old school diner. It was an ice cream shop, and they used it for the last episode, this diner. So this is where Tony sat with his family. Price, the hammer price, $82,600. $82,000 for a booth. Yeah, listen, the world is full of interesting and fabulous stories, and this is it. They sold the, let's see here, included with the booth, both seats, the table, and the divider wall. So you have this whole thing you could set up in your house, right? And so anyway, and on it it said, reserved for the Soprano family. That was a note that was on there on the jukebox. So there were 230 fans who bid on the booth. And wow. The winning bid, $82,000. God love them. It's 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive. And especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug. Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. My pillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love my pillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The my pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers, they have down comforters, they have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of my slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung 3 or 4 times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do. Sometimes.
James. All right. Let's get back to business here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. James is doing his best to ruin my... Yeah, right. Exactly. I had to make... That stuff ought to be part of what we can do. Howard Stern can do it, so why can't we? Arcane rules and regulations from the Federal Communication Commission. It's not like people don't use that language every day, depending on where you are. There are some places that frown upon it. I don't like using it when I'm around my grandchildren. That doesn't stop my son from doing it. Excuse me. Anyway, it is what it is, and it's fun. And if you take it that way, it's all, most of the stuff that we talk about here is aimed at helping you have a better day. Sometimes it doesn't sound it because I find it hard to believe some of this stuff myself. And it doesn't make a day better for me. But then we find our way to things like the do you know and do you care fact file.
Which is my favorite department.
Waterfalls.
I love the do you know, did you care department.
All right. So here we go into the area of water and the most amazing wonders of the world. There are a lot of people who go to places like Niagara Falls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Yosemite, where they have the falls there. They go up close and personal to see these waterfalls.
Oh,
but did you know?
Geysers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The largest waterfall in the world has no ticket counter, no gift shop, no tourists. In fact, there's nothing you can see because the waterfall is under water.
Really? Huh? How does that
this
work?
Is between Greenland and Iceland, there's a body of water known as the Denmark Straits. And beneath this is the largest waterfall ever discovered. The Denmark Strait Cataract is what it's called. If you know the waterfalls, they have cataracts that, you know, obviously in your eyes. But this is a waterfall that cascades 11,000 feet toward the sea floor. And it was found by accident, which is what, you know, most of these things, it's sort of a drama here because the currents mix cold water and hot water in this underground, I guess hole as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Cold water from the Nordic Sea, warm water from Denmark, and a sea that's southwest of Iceland, part of the, what's that thing called that goes across the Atlantic Ocean from England to Delray Beach, the current, I forget, I never remember when I want to remember what it's called. Anyway, so that's where another example of cold water mixing with warm water, and it causes climatal events. Anyway, this thing is 8,000 feet below the surface. It's 100 miles wide. Imagine that. It is, let's see here, like 6.5 miles down. So, no, it's 8,000 feet. The drop is 11,000 feet. It is 6 miles down in the ocean, and it's almost 100 miles wide. The largest waterfall in the world is under the ocean. Now, that one is a really interesting, it's just amazing. So it goes from 180 miles, to 500 miles wide. It was discovered in 1848, and it takes 240 seconds for the water to get from the top of the waterfall to the bottom of the waterfall. He's going to wake up. Hey, I know the answer to that question. Let's go to Jeopardy.
So is there like a force with it? It just seems like there's this force that boats wouldn't even be able to travel across it because they would get sucked down, wouldn't they?
Well, but it's so far down, you wouldn't be, you know, normally you wouldn't be going there. It wouldn't be some place where you would visit. Frankly, you know, like, you know, going down to see the Titanic, even though that's kind of off limits.
Yeah, no, I don't mean traveling down. I mean, like, on the surface. Like, if there's a boat traveling across this thing, would they be able to stay on top of the water, or would the force of all of this take them under?
No, it doesn't have any impact on the surface, apparently, at all. Yeah, pretty amazing. All right, let's see what we have here. The name of the game today is What Does Your Name Mean? Today is What Does Your Name Mean Day. So what does it mean? Do you know what your name means? Do you wear name tags, right, when you go to a place where nobody knows you? Do you have a unique name? That's, kind of an interesting part of all of this, is trying to figure if you're curious about your name, have you ever checked it out to know what it means? I've checked out. My given name is Dudley, and it has. I've done this a number of times, try to figure out what it means. If, every time I look it up, it comes up. There's something else that comes up.
Example, like it's always something different?
Yeah, it's a British name. It's an English name, and it refers to the people or people's field in English, Old English. James, you looked it up. What did you find?
I've got something kind of similar. So it's partially Germanic from the word dudda, meaning rotund or well-built. And then the later part of the word is come from lay, meaning a wood or clearing. So like a wooded area or a clearing.
Field.
A wooded area. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Kind of a field.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of in the same field, actually.
Right. Yep. All right, let's see what Jessica has. Jay's given name is Jessica. You are a gift from God. Huh. Okay, baby.
Recognized.
Right. That's it. A Hebraic name originally. Let's see here. James is, let's see here. He's also, this is a Hebraic name coming from Jacob, which means holder of the heel. Huh. All right, so
well,
now let's
take. I was surprised because there's so many James, well-known James in like the King James and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, King James
and
Version of the Bible.
Yes, yeah, right, you hear all of those things. I was surprised that it actually came from the Hebrew name Jacob.
All right, so where can people go to find out what their name means? Where is there, has to be a website or two or three or four where you can go in and those around and find out, for example, my nickname is Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, I'm trying to. I knew that.
You can go to names.org, thebump.com.
Yeah.
Really, you can just even Google what does my name mean or the meaning of insert your name.
Mm-hmm.
And what's different sites will come up.
Names.org is where I'm getting a lot of my information from. If you want to hear about Doug, Doug is primarily a Scottish name from Gaelic, and it means dark water, dark stream, or from
Ooh,
the dark,
dark
river. Ooh.
Yeah, it's darkness. Ooh. All right. Back to the realities of the day today and what we are celebrating or what some people are celebrating as a result of Super Tuesday, 15 states and American Samoa at the polls yesterday. This is the biggest day of primaries, and so Trump won and Biden won, and so it goes on to Nikki Haley's out, so that's the end of that. There are some people who are gathering, European leaders mostly, but the other allies around the world, who had a hard time with the first Trump presidency, who are basically, they're being public with their dismay and disbelief that Trump could be the next president of the United States. He went overseas 19 times when he was president, and he... there was an interesting picture of him, for example, with Vladimir Putin, and also an interesting picture of him with the leader of Saudi Arabia. And then there was the picture of him with North Korea's dictator and the things that he said. Remember when he called that little fat crapper a very honorable fellow? No.
I forgot about that till just now.
Yeah, right. And so that's the stuff that the Democrats will, you know, bring back to the surface, whether it has any impact. Instead of selling who they are and what's good about their presidency, because this is a very unique situation where both of them have been president. So you can kind of see what they're all about. You can see how they have governed, and do you want four more years of it is the question. I don't want four more years of Biden, but I'm not too sure I want four more years of Trump either.
Yeah.
So,
where are all of the other options? What happens to those children? You remember being in school and you would do these videos of what I want to be when I grow up, and how many kids would say, I want to be president.
Want to be president.
Where are they now?
They're not saying that. That's because they want to be Mark Zuckerberg, or they want to be Jeff Bezos, or they want to be Elon Musk. That's right. And by the way, as a result of yesterday's election, this is very interesting. The price of Bitcoin, which is the largest cryptocurrency, reached an all-time high yesterday, $69,210. This has gone up 200% this year. It was down to 13,000 in November, and now it's gone up to $69,000. What is it? A Bitcoin? Is it just one coin? I don't even know. It's digital currency. We know that.
And yeah, I think it's legitimate like a Bitcoin now. Is worth that much.
We missed
our opportunity to get in on these early investments.
Why didn't we, huh? Yep. There's probably be lotteries in Bitcoin before we're done. All right, let's talk about something that's good for you. We've been talking a lot about nutrition and how it's good for your rest. Having good things on the bed, these are the most important things for you getting a good night's rest. Pillows from MyPillow.com. Sheets from MyPillow.com. Blankets from MyPillow.com. Everything, the mattress toppers from MyPillow.com. All of these things right now, 50% off as they come back into the marketplace. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code DS, you get all these fabulous, it isn't just fabulous. It's the comfort of getting when you climb into the sack, you want to feel good. And nothing beats the feeling of good sheets, good pillows, all that stuff. It's so cozy. So get a good night's sleep. Use the promo code DS at MyPillow.com for 50% off on most of the products at the catalog at MyPillow.com.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way. It helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Many of you will not remember this, so I'll give you a little help. The overture of the beginning of The King and I. Yul Brynner was one of the great actors of his time, Chucker. Do you agree with that? I thought he was.
I agree. One of the most awesome screen presence of all time. Listen to this story. March 6, 1985, this day in, I guess, Broadway history, Yul Brynner made his 45th 100 appearance as the king, in The King and I. Right. 4,500 appearances. That's almost mind-blowing.
Amazing. No? You know, he's most well-remembered, however, for his role as...
Ten Commandments.
No, I think it's Ten Commandments.
You don't think Pharaoh? Yeah, I think it is.
Magnificent Seven. Yeah, absolutely.
And also, listen, he was absolutely, in my opinion, iconic as the robot gunslinger in Westworld in 1973.
That was weird.
His chase sequence with Richard Benjamin at the end of that film is awesome. I think so. Michael Craig.
I thought it left a bad taste in everybody's mouth now. All right, Cameron Diaz continues her return to acting. She's in a new comedy that's being shot now. Keanu Reeves and Jonah Hill are in it as well. They've all been together before, haven't they?
Jonah Hill's going to direct it, too.
It's a dark comedy, supposedly.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Probably hard R and very adult.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah. Probably not for the family, crowd.
No, probably not. Anyway, so that's good because
I got a good one. I got a good one if you give me like 30 seconds. This day in movie history, March 6th, 1987, Richard Donner's Lethal Weapon was released. Here's the thing. Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, directed by Richard Donner. Danny Glover in the movie, he looks like he's in his 50s, upper 50s, but he was actually only 41 years old. They made him to look older because that's what they wanted the character to be. Sort of like, on the last legs of his career, angry. Yeah. 41. He actually was really young. Because if you looked, when he did Predator 2 a couple years later, he looked much younger. He looked great in Predator 2. And I always say, a lot of people say, well, how does the guy look so much younger in Predator 2 a few years later than Lethal Weapon in 87? Because they grade him up for Lethal Weapon. But that's one of the great pairings, I think, Gibson and Glover. There's Riggs and Murtaugh in Lethal Weapon. And the sequel parts, it was even better.
Yeah.
I love
they were great, great, and to maintain their great friendship. I remember sitting on a plane riding from Los Angeles to New York, sitting next to Danny Glover.
Who really? They sat coach, huh?
No, I didn't sit coach. Not at all. Anyway,
class,
so we got to talking about their relationship, and you could see that he really admired and liked Mel Gibson, loved working with him, even though they were 180 degrees apart when it came to politics. He said, we just don't talk about it. And I thought that was kind of an interesting insight into the two of them and making one of those movies. Dakota Johnson says she was not surprised Madam Web was a flop, and she said she'd never do anything like it again.
Well,
it was a flop because of the concept. Well, you analyzed this. Why do you think it was a flop?
Well, she said that they took the film to shreds in the editing room, and it was just trying to make it cohesive, and it came out to be a mess. I have not seen it, and I'm going to tell you why I haven't seen it, because the reviews are so bad.
I looked at the trailer. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So, Jamie Foxx says he's going to share details of his medical scare in a comedy special for HBO? Yep, he's going to, the specialist called It Was Dire Straits, recalling details about his medical emergency. It's been a year since that happened.
Well, let me ask you a question. This is a serious question to you. He's a celebrity, right? He has a lot of big fan base. Did he owe it to his fan base to explain what happened to him, yes or no?
No. Nope.
Why? Tell me. I disagree, but you tell me.
None of their business. It's his life. He wants to be private. Why does he owe anything to them? Except thank you for coming to see my movies.
In this case, I disagree. I think a lot of people, as a big fan base, people like him. I just think I just don't get why he doesn't disclose what happened.
Because he doesn't want
to. Agree to disagree.
How's that? Well,
he doesn't want to. Yeah.
It's his life.
And that's just going to that's just going to keep a can of worms closed that people are trying to open. I don't know. In this case,
why? What business is it of these people what his private life is all about? You know, his public persona is, I'm an actor, and he's a good actor.
Yeah.
So other than that, who needs anything? Yeah. All right?
In most cases, I would agree. In this case, I disagree.
Okay, that's fine. 50,
thank you.
59 pass. This is Good Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.